For the last 2 months, police in Bedford have been investigating a home invasion in which Eduardo and Sonia Quesada were attacked and robbed by an unknown individual. Yesterday, there was a puzzling and tragic new development in that case. Authorities found Sonia Quesada dead and her husband unconscious. To learn more, we turn to Ryan O'Connor. He's the editor of Bedford Patch, and he's been following this story since the home invasion in November. Ryan, welcome to All Things Considered.
Glad to be on the show.
Let's start by going back to when this all began with the home invasion. What exactly happened there?
Well, from what I've gathered in my reporting and read through other outlets and heard from the police, is it pretty much appears that the couple, the Quesadas, got home around 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. And at that point in time, they were met with an intruder upon entering their home. They were attacked. Sonia Quesada reportedly escaped, went to a friend's house next door, and called the police. After that point, it took police about a half an hour to get inside the house because they had to secure the area.
Now, the Quesadas were not at their home yesterday. Where were they, and what do we know about what happened there?
They were not at their home. They're at his mother's house, which is also in Bedford. As far as why they were there, I could only speculate, but the fact of the matter is they were there. Police got a call about 10 a.m. yesterday and were asked to go check on the welfare of the Quesadas. Nobody answered the door. They attempted to reach them on their cell phones and still were unsuccessful. At that point in time, they broke down the door, or forcibly entered the house, I should say, and found Sonia Quesada dead inside, and Eduardo Quesada, the doctor, was unconscious and was transported to a hospital.
Now, there's still so much that we don't know about either of these incidents, but the first instinct that the brain has in a situation like this is to try to tie them together. But do police see a link between the home invasion and yesterday, the death yesterday?
Well, that's kind of the million-dollar question. I mean, they're being understandably tight-lipped. Because it's an active investigation, they're only releasing so much. And I was actually recently told, I was just at the police station, that outside of what's already been reported, they're not going to be releasing any other information today, or at least they don't anticipate releasing any other information today. So tomorrow at the earliest will probably be the earliest that I hear anything different.
Did I hear right that the state police are now also part of the investigation?
They are, yeah. This morning, the state police major crimes unit pulled up to the home where the death occurred. It's a big truck, obviously has a lot of gear and technology that may not be available to Bedford police. The same truck, obviously, was also on hand during the initial home invasion back in November. I was told, and it was confirmed by Bedford police, that the scene is being treated as an active crime scene.
Have the police said yet whether they feel that her death was suspicious, or do they feel like this was something else, some unrelated thing?
Yeah, again, that's kind of another one of those things that I think we're all kind of waiting to have answered. Certainly, I've been getting my share of emails and phone calls with people speculating, but I'm not sure anybody outside of the police force actually has a good idea to exactly what happened in that home. Honestly, it's really almost like the home invasion all over again, where there's just a lot of questions that are still left unanswered, only this time, unfortunately, we have a death involved.
Now, when the home invasion took place, there were public meetings in Bedford, residents trying to figure out what was going on. How have people been reacting in the wake of this new development?
Well, it's very, very similar. It's just shockwaves, I guess, are just kind of reverberating through the town. I mean, it's a town of roughly 22,000 people, obviously, just outside of Manchester, a fairly affluent community. And people are seeking answers. They're concerned in the same respect that people were concerned whether the initial crime was random or targeted. I think they're just looking for answers and looking for a level of comfort and security.
All right, Ryan, thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, not a problem. Appreciate the time.
Ryan O'Connor of Bedford Patch. You can find a link to his ongoing coverage of the Quesadas at bedford-nh.patch.com. There's also a link at our website, nhpr.org.